The Right to Protest Safely Act would ban the use of dangerous weapons like rubber bullets or flexible baton rounds, flashbangs, also known as stun grenades, and chemical agents like tear gas and pepper spray. Supporters of the legislation argue there is no reason why these weapons should be used against civilians exercising their First Amendment right to free speech. District 6 Supervisor Matt Haney is a co-sponsor of the legislation.
We should not be deploying chemical weapons, which are really meant for wartime, against our own residents. And it shouldn't just extend to San Francisco. In other cities like San Jose, like Oakland, where these weapons have been deployed, have in some cases caused permanent physical harm to people who are doing nothing more than stepping outside to make sure their voices are heard. We also know that we are still in a pandemic. These chemical agents that instantaneously compromise the respiratory system will further the spread of COVID-19 and may have already.
San Francisco Supervisors Shimon Walton and Hillary Ronan are also co-sponsoring the new law, which would also ban the use of military vehicles. The legislation is in response to protests over the past few weeks against police killings as the nation witnessed hundreds of acts of police violence against peaceful demonstrators. Dr. Rohini Har works at Kaiser Medical Center in Oakland and has studied police use of force against protesters.
The vast majority of protests all over the world are peaceful. I do not know of any protests that I've studied where the use of crowd control weapons has actually de-escalated tensions, and it often does quite the opposite. Rubber bullets and other kinetic impact projectiles, they're dangerous when used in crowds. At short ranges, they fire from the weapon as fast as live ammunition, and at long ranges, they're completely discriminate and could hit anybody anywhere in their body. Tear gas use is also so pervasive around the country and around the world that many people, especially children, the elderly, and those with chronic lung problems, are especially vulnerable.
The San Francisco Police Department has yet to resort to these kinds of tactics against protesters demonstrating against the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. It has used weapons on protesters in the past. The so-called progressive city also has a poor record of policing black and brown people. Between 2013 and 2016, the U.S. Justice Department found 37% of the people city police used force against were black, even though African Americans represent less than 6% of the population. Across the bay, frontline protesters in Oakland have been battered by armies of Oakland police, firing projectiles at them, stun grenades, pepper spray, and tear gas, resulting in dozens of injuries to protesters. Simone is a youth leader for No Justice, No Peace, who organized a massive San Francisco protest last week. She details her experience at a protest in Oakland on Friday, May 29th.
I was at the first protest in Oakland. And the first example of violence that was introduced was by the police. When tear gas was released, it created disunity and fear. It is a waste of economic resources, which could be used to go to schools or public programs, health clinics, and health workers. And I want to make it very clear that although I stand with this piece of legislation, I also stand and call for abolishing police, which does not mean reform. Does not only mean revoking the use of weapons and redirecting funds from SFPD, it means completely defunding and dismantling police.
Simone's experience is not an isolated one. Another protester, Jennifer Lee, says she was struck on the back with a stun grenade. She says the explosion caused blisters all over her back and a ruptured left eardrum. Oakland police's use of those weapons against peaceful protesters led three city council members to send a letter to Mayor Libby Schaaf demanding police stop the use of tear gas during the COVID-19 pandemic. Council members Rebecca Kaplan, Nikki Fortunato-Bass, and Sheng Tao sent the letter last week. For KPFA News, I'm Chris Lee, reporting from Oakland.